You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. To eat things and to make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period.
Rhyme.
And treason.
When I was just a little baby boy, my mama used to tell me these crazy things. She used to tell me my daddy was an evil man. She used to tell me he hated me. But then I got a little bit older and I realized she was the crazy one. But there was nothing I could do or say to try to change it, cause that's just the way she was. They said I can't rap about being broke no more. They ain't say I can't rap about coke no more. Slut, you think I won't choke no whore till the vocal cords don't work in a throat no more? These motherfuckers are thinking I'm playing, thinking I'm saying this shit cause I'm thinking it just to be saying it. Put your hands down, bitch, I ain't gonna shoot you. I'ma pull you to this bullet and put it through you. Shut up, slut, you're causing too much chaos. Just bend over and take it like a slut, okay, ma? Oh, now he's raping his own mother, abusing a horse, snorting coke, and we gave him the Rolling Stone cover? You goddamn right, bitch, and now it's too late. I'm triple platinum and tragedies happen in two states. I invented violence, you vile, venomous, vile little bitches, bane, Vicodin, rin, rin, rin. Chainsaw, lift his brains off, dangling from his neck while his head barely hangs on. Blood, guts, guns, cuts, knives, lies, wives, nuns, sluts. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girls leave, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing. I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. Bitch, I'ma kill you.
Like a murder weapon, I'ma conceal you. In a closet with mildew, sheets, pillows, and film you. Fuck with me, I've been through hell. Shut the hell up, I'm trying to develop these pictures of the devil to sell them. I ain't asked to rap, but I rap on acid. Got a new blow up roll and just had a strap on at it. Whoops, is that a subliminal hint?
No.
This criminal intent to sodomize women again. Eminem offend?
No.
Eminem will insult. And if you ever give in to him, you'll give him an impulse to do it again. Then, if he does it again, you'll probably end up jumping out of something up in the tent. Bitch, I'ma kill you. I ain't done, this ain't the chorus. I ain't even drug you in the woods yet to paint the forest. A blood stain is orange after you wash it 3 or 4 times in the tub, but that's normal, ain't it, Norman? Serial killer hiding murder material in a cereal box on top of your stereo. Here we go again, we're out of our medicine, out of our minds, and we want in yours, let us in. Or I'ma kill you, you don't wanna fuck with me. Girls need, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you, you ain't got the balls to beef. We ain't gonna never stop beefing, I don't squash the beef. You better kill me, I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me.
I said, you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Cause why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
Know why I say these things? Cause lady screams keep creeping in Shady's dreams. And the way things seem, I shouldn't have to pay these strings. It's 80 G's a week to say the same things tweets. Twice, whatever, I hate these things. Fuck shots, I hope the weed'll outweigh these drinks. Motherfuckers want me to come on their radio shows just to argue with them cause their ratings stink? Fuck that! I show radio announcer to bouncer. From that bitch to all 70,000 pounds of her. From principal to the student body and counselor. From in school to before school or out of school. I don't even believe in breathing, I'm leaving air in your lungs just to hear you keep screaming for me to seep it. Okay, I'm ready to go play. I got the machete from OJ. I'm ready to make everyone's throat sing. You faggots keep egging me on till I have you with knife point. Then you beg me to stop? Shut up, give me your hands and feet. I said shut up when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Answer me. I'ma kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me. Girls leave, you ain't nothing but a slut to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you. You don't got the balls to beef. Me ain't gonna never stop beefing. I don't squash the beef. You better kill me. I'ma be another rapper dead for popping off at the mouth with shit I shouldn't have said. But when they kill me, I'm bringing the world with me. Bitches too, you ain't nothing but a girl to me. Bitch, I'ma kill you.
You don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Cause why?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you. I said you don't wanna fuck with Shady.
Why not?
Cause Shady will fucking kill you.
I'm just playing, ladies. You know I love you.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty.
lady cabinet. Anthony cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy.
Episode 174 coming at you, the killer edition. I hate how they glorify the stupid serial killer Fox that deserve no recognition. But they make documentaries.
And millions of people watch them.
They want to keep you afraid, you know, buy the Colgate, buy the whatever.
People listen to podcasts about them. It's so intriguing.
Natural Born Killers, great film. Oliver Stone. I love that show.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like the kids in Parkland or whatever, you know, one of the things that they've done a great job of is not talking about the shooter, not using that shooter's name or anything like that, and like removing them from the conversation. So it's not about that person anymore. It's about
just like, crisis actors, right?
Oh, well, sure. Yeah. Thanks, Alex Jones.
We're trying to fucking survive in 2019.
Oh, my God.
The world changed so rapidly. Like, it makes my head spin. I'm so out of touch with, like...
It's all just a freaking...
What do you even do?
Wild ride, man.
Yeah, it is.
Just keep your head down and do your thing and try and make the best life for yourself you can, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, you get sucked into, like, the mind of a killer or whatever that show is. Mind of a murderer.
Serial podcast.
Yeah. Serial. He likes his kibbles and... Or no.
No. No. As in Fruity serial Pebs. Killer.
Fruity Pebs.
Dude, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bro.
I'm a serial killer. I kill... This is going to be my rap song someday.
Yeah, it's been done, bro.
Kill a bowl.
You ain't fresh. You ain't fresh.
No, I'm stale as shit. I smell like shit.
Yeah.
We ate a shitload of pizza.
I'm wearing exactly what I was wearing like 24 hours
ago. Yeah, he looks very uncomfortable, folks. And he's about to make the trek back to Sac. But thanks for coming, DJ Gower. It's been great.
Hell yeah, man. It's been great to be here. God bless Chico.
Yeah, man. This guy used to live here, and I was his roommate for... couple years, right?
Yeah, it's true. It was like the real world. We lived in a house with seven other people.
I was like Puck, and he was like...
Not Puck.
I know no other real world character. Yeah!
Everyone listening is like, who?
What in the fuck? Anyway, thanks for listening. Here comes more music.
Thank you for not being a killer. We appreciate that, you murderous, evil-minded people that never actually follow through on these horrific and evil thoughts. We appreciate you for that.
Yeah, OJ, fuck you.
Ooh, yeah, there's that.
Fuck that guy.
Whammy. And treason.
And forensics of treason. I was waiting for you to say rhyme, bro.
I think we already did.
Shit. Fuck you, killers.
System. You think people get a pistol? Until you get yourself a system. glimmer of light. We're killing all the light, killing down care, killing all the joy and tired of sadness. So get a light, 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 get a light. I'm gonna spend coats, I'm gonna throw down. Cause all this hatred just gonna track me down.
Goddamn good to me unless you can kill crowds. Put a big fat hole in his back. Put a big fat hole in his fucking back.
No.
Why the hell not?
It's not right.
Not right. We're not here for right and wrong. We're here to kill them. Why are you here? You're here to kill him. You know why he's here? He's here to kill you. He's here to kill you. He's here to rip your throat out of hell.
God!
Trying to teach you. You here to get me killed? You're gonna get me killed?
No.
I need you to perform. Just get it over with. Just get it over with.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. I know you can. He kills you, or you kill him. Simple math. You or him. Pick.
Just come kill here. Me. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Please. I can't do it. Don't fuck me. Stop. Stop.
Oh, no, no. That's the easy part.
The hell?
Please don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Hey, listen.
It's all right. One, two. Do it, Norman. Do it, Norman. Do it, Norman. Do your job.
Living in a California cage. Y'all trying to study me? Gang banging and never die. It's too much love. You always gonna get niggas like us, you know what I mean? Goddamn. How many more motherfucking penitentiaries y'all gonna build? How many jars you gonna try to put us in, you know what I'm saying?
Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder.
Can't none of y'all niggas fuck with none of these niggas. These triggers, we's killers. Sitting on the porch in between legs with a bitch French braid in my head. Near, I leave them in till they mad it. Forearm tatted. What's the connection, bitch? You looking at it? It don't stop. I hit more licks than it takes to get to the center of a blow pop. And it's gonna take a miracle to drive a car this color down Imperial. Yeah, I got heart, but ain't trying to see Marsha Clark, punk ass. So let's wait till it get dark. So many foes parked in my gate. It's like the International House of Pancakes. All on the grass, every bitch pass. A first night last when we all hit the ass. Doing tricks jacked up like a six. What? One pussy and 13 dicks. Gangsters don't dance, we book. Niggas run out and get your cookies. West side.
Out the window, who riding? Nobody survives when I got my steel up, throwing my shit up, pulling the trigger. What the fuck you looking at, nigga? True blue when I bust, leaving bodies hanging like the tongue of my chucks. Chuck another one, homicidal when the G ride. I swear I'm killing every nigga standing outside. Letting them have it with my double barrel sawed off. I'm smoking on everybody, niggas, bitches in the hall. Stretch them out in broad daylight, motherfuck the witnesses. Eyes big as golf balls from the funny cigarette. As the sun frowns on my forehead, I sweat murder, which makes me a walking dead man. Bringing more bad news to Slap Rock when I bust shots. Dub C, keep the hammer cocked.
The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer.
What's crackin'? Well, it's the nigga that's housing the scene. I got pounds of green and birds sitting on the triple beam. I put it down. On and off the record, my flats are double decker, marble floors all checkered. Now what can I say? Every bitch I lay be pure in Bombay like Peruvian yay. So I brag and I boast, man, I got the most, man. I make more deliveries than the postman. My homie Carlito plugged me with the amigos. So now it's kilos, five and six double zeros. Now what's next? I'm stuck like Kotex, blinding niggas with the boogers in my Rolex. With my aces OT on a regular basis, we got probate faces fighting federal cases. Cause ain't nothing realer than niggas getting they skriller like a gangster, a killer. And Mac'll be the dope dealer.
Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder. Killer Kelly is a state murder.
The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope dealer. The gangster, the killer, and the dope.
These cameras going up. I can't go here, I can't go there. I feel institutionalized. And I'm on the streets.
Michael Jackson bought you Thriller. Give me all a gunman holler. Refugees with bounty killer.
Watch out for Babylon, MC's Babylon and on. I phenom, bomb like Ethiopians, not Italians. Queen of Sheba, balanced like a Libra, grain like meteor storms. It changed forms like the pillars of Islam. Make the best rule, the rest rule. It take one drop of purity to clean the cesspool. The next school will be comprised of kings and queens wearing crowns and holding scepters. Facing Mecca, making records, raiding biblical techers. I sip nectars with the gods in the street of power. Keep the path straight and narrow while we bombing on Pharaoh. So bounty killer for the sorrow. Let's make plans for tomorrow.
Cause if I don't, I'm gonna marrow. Refugees, we're not gonna solve
my
Jackson bought you Thriller. It made all the gunmen holler. Refugees with multi killer. Mach 11 for your player.
Talk with your next science up in your midst, you Mr. Paul. Welcome under your next test.
Me hand your distress, me lay you dress.
Pascal 45 OGs then check. We talk one if you're next. Try to jump in on the chest, you miss a pump. Welcome and do your next best.
Me hang your distress, me lay you dress.
Rappers from the east and rappers from the west.
Yo, 5 years old, I heard shots out the window. I thought that it was Zorro, driving it from Mexico. I asked my father Pablo, who the hell is this Paco? He said his bounty killer, he's driving from my Tigo.
That's when shots start to echo from your soul and from your soul. Well, that is the life of an humble ghetto. Moving 40 kilos from here to Puerto Rico. Smoke my magnifico, but I never do
the
Rico.
Yo, is this a sound clash? You ain't fit for the job, you... And you're making my hide. You wanna rap his presence, go wrap it in a box. You versus me, that's like a mouse versus an ox. White cleft preacher, son, I sing a hymn, the lights get dim. Reflection of the end, it's your face facing the coffin. Hoops to abstract, so you kill me with that. Figments of your imagination, you never dealt with incarceration.
Daughter, you want to be my rival. Haskell 45, I eat on me high pal. Them start war and no seek survival. Refugees, we cannot treat them detrimental. Punks.
Yeah. I can see the sound boy die. Slow down.
Mike Jackson bought you Thriller. It made all the gunmen holler. Refugees with bows to kill up.
Temples of doom, somehow we managed to bloom like blossoms. By any means necessary, said Malcolm. Nights before battle, we played dead like possum. Minimizing our losses like horses to the maximum. Strategies for the refugees. How many mics do you rip? I said not too many.
Yo, which man runs from my magnum?
Asian shots of mine.
Then blimp Jamaica.
Jackson bought you Thriller. In middle of the gunmen holler. Refugees with bows to kill. Mach 11 for your kill.
Me talk on if you're next. Try to jump in on the chest, Mr. Pound. Welcome to your next test.
Me hang your distress. Me lay you test.
A scale 45, you lock and check. Me talk on if you're next. Try to jump in on the chest, Mr. Pound. Welcome to your next test.
Me hang your distress. Me lay you test.
A scale 45, California tech. Well,
Bounty Killer on the borderline. Refugee camp, wide cleft, L. Wookie fries well, and it don't stop.
Episode 174 coming at ya, the killer edition, Zodiac Killer. I don't know if you saw Zodiac with Jake Gyllenhaal, great film. Where I grew up, all those murders happened around that area.
Yep, Bay Area, you know.
Anyone know? Is it more like Lake County area?
Well, greater Bay Area, whatever.
Don't mistake the Bay Area for the most podunk county in California.
Well, I don't know about mistaken. It's pretty distinctly different place, but...
Anyway, we are here bringing you the killer edition. Killers suck. What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, it's like one thing that all religions can agree on is that, like, you shouldn't kill somebody.
The war veterans or the war shit is crazy. I would totally be killing a lot of guys, probably, if I was in the war time situation.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not like murder, right? I mean, it'd
be rough.
As long as you're killing other military people, I guess, you know? I mean, but
your buddy gets
killed.
You're
eliminating targets, right? You know, you're not actually killing somebody. It's, while in reality you are, there's, you know, strategy involved, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, though.
So,
to think about. had some coworkers that revealed their murdering stories to me. A couple of them, a few of them. And what can you say? Like, I would have done the same exact thing as you, dude.
You mean like as a veteran or whatever?
Yeah. I don't want to name drop, but this guy that doesn't work there anymore, older guy, he was a Navy chief. He was in the Navy for 25 years. So this random ass boat in like Indonesia or some shit. Well, first of all, they started getting shot at and they were just, you know, ting, ting, like, what's going, what is that? Like, I don't know what that is. And they're like, someone shooting at us. And then this boat started just bombing toward the ship, you know, like as fast as it could go. They're like, get on that gun. And then he just got on like the most mega gun, like, they're all, stand by, wait for my command to fire or whatever. And he just was like, just fucking blew, like, kill four guys like it was nothing. I'm like, holy shit.
Wow.
Because, like, it would have had a bomb. It would have sunk the boat. Like, he would have died probably. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they were like, you know, they, yeah, like, his boss was like, get on that gun right now. Da-da-da. And you're just like,
And this
thing's just gaining on the ship, you know, and it's like, so wait for my command, and he's like, just blowing him away.
Just unleashes hellfire.
And then the boss was like happy about it. Cool with it. Like, you did what you had to do. Like, I would have done the same thing. And like, I would have done the same thing too. Like, shit.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
fucked up, man.
When it's your life or theirs kind of thing, that's a different story, but it's like,
but you don't even know what they were doing. Like, what they probably didn't have, I don't know,
maybe their weapons and boat was malfunctioning
or something, man. I don't know. Come, like, on. You think they had a bomb on it or what?
You have to make that decision in that moment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but that's like a police officer or whatever, you know, they have those split decision moments that they have to make that can be life or death, and it's not always the right decision. But when, if you were in that situation, you probably would have made the same one. So
yeah, it's fucked up. And then he was like, you could tell it, like, you could see it in his eyes that he did not want to, like, do, or he regrets doing it. Like, fuck, man.
Well, yeah, I mean,
why are you gonna tell me it, like,
just worked with you for like 4 days.
I didn't even ask. Yeah, no, it was like more like 15 days or something.
It's the first thing.
Straight. Like, you just have
my name's Bill.
Yeah.
I like to kill.
He's got some, like, flashback happening after, like, I haven't worked this much since the military. Blah, blah, blah. Just, like, you know, like, like.
Wow.
Anyway, here it comes. More music. More killer music. Rhyme.
And bloody treason.
Lady Kali on the telephone. I give an appointment any day, just look it up, you'll find your way.
Nobody saw me come in. Nobody knows I'm here. This old woman's gonna run out of air, and you're gonna have a tough time convincing people that it wasn't you who did it to her. And even if you do convince them that you didn't kill her on purpose, you're still gonna have a tough time selling them that you took care of her. What the fuck?
God.
Now listen to me. Where the fuck is he? I said, where the fuck is he?
He's on an aeroplane. Miss Antoinette bought him a ticket and sent him to live with her family in England.
Right, it's okay. That's okay. That's a good girl. Suck it up. Come, there you go. There you go. That's it. Take it in. That's a good girl. Take it in. Good. 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 That's it. Breathe. Maybe you should drop dead, you selfish cunt. You ever think about your kids? Or your grandkids? Huh? Sucking up their inheritance through that fucked oxygen tube? And Benny's fucked intensive care? You fucks, I hate you. I hate you both. I should fucking both. Just right now, I should fucking kill you fucking both! You're the fucking reason this country's going down the drain.
Yeah.
You do it, son. And if you real champion.
Push stretcher.
Somebody sent for a man.
Let him breathe,
for God's sake.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
Creed appears to be in very serious condition.
The men are dying.
Commit.
If he dies, he dies.
Start thinking about killing.
Birth. I was thrown into a flaming pit of scum, forgotten by God.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I came from violence. It was in my blood. My dad had it. His dad had it. It's all just my fate.
You believe in fate, boy?
My fate.
No one is born evil, Ricky. It's something you learn. What about your father? How did he die? You were only 10 years old, and there's a lot of speculation.
I didn't kill my father, and I don't want...
Hey, watch it. It's all right.
It's okay. It's okay.
Episode 174, The Killer Edition, forensic TV shows about CSI and yada yada. And fuck those shows, I hate them.
CSI was great, man. That's the best, like, I'm not paying attention.
Was it CSI Miami or New York, or was it CSI bullshit? Well, it was like 75 shows.
CSI Miami is by far the best, right? Because it's pure just, like...
You really are old,
Flash
Gower.
Whatever, right?
Gower may as well be 50 at this point. Look, I'm just looking at him.
thanks.
Talking about CSI and shit.
Dude, I watched
what's
the
next,
shit
Madlock?
Out of
that. Can't miss Madlock, Gower.
Oh, man.
It says The Killer Edition. We are here in Chico. DJ Gower in the track, which I greatly appreciate. Anyway, we are bringing you badass shit, badass music, The Killer Edition.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to look at his phone and talk. It doesn't work anymore.
No, I was just looking up, apparently a bunch of Microsoft employees signed a letter trying to demand that they cancel a $480 million contract with the Pentagon for a HoloLens because they refused to create technology that would be used for warfare and oppression of other people.
Damn. I don't know.
So, you know, I mean, there you go, right? Like, a moral decision to make, right? That's the premise behind this episode, is that people have a moral decision to make, right? Like, you can hate someone, you can be hateful, you can, you know, some of those things are perfectly natural to have a strong response or feeling towards someone or something. But I think what the challenge here is those people that actually, like, quite literally execute those feelings, right? They feel so strongly that they don't like this person, or that this person has caused them pain or whatever it might be, that the only solution is to take their life. And I'm sure in some instances it might be understandable, right? Like, they've done something so heinous, so outrageous, so disgustingly unhuman, that the only thing that you could think would be a reasonable penalty for would be to just cease their existence.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. It's fucked up to think about. I'd like to give a shout out to Vectors. I think they have like a variety of different ones, right? It's a veterans outreach thing that my buddy was a part of.
Oh, nice.
I partied with these psycho. I partied with this one sniper guy this one time. It was like, I was very uncomfortable, dude. He was fucked up, man.
Yeah. No, there's.
He was acting like a woman. Then he was like, what? Smashing his head. Like, he was like bashing stuff with his fist, and he was like, he was fucking obliterated, dude. And I'm like,
alrighty then.
I'm like, good to meet you, man. Like, you know, and just trying to be nice to him, and then he like, God, it's so weird. It was like, dude, it's like, this guy's killed hella people. You can just tell, you know, like, sniper in like Iraq, you know, like Jesus. And then he was telling me, he told me some weird story, but I was like, I couldn't even handle it. Like, you know what I mean?
It's just so ridiculous.
I could not like even like hang,
because he was so wasted.
Be within,
you mean,
like 5 feet of the guy. He was not wasted and was hella fucked up.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he got like, drank a whole bottle to my face, wasted, and he was just like equally as like, dude, I can't even.
Holy, but again, shit. That's still not like.
But yeah, that's a suicide deal, you know, like PTSD, poor guy.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's still different than being like a murderer type killer, you know.
I think it's the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if you're sniping children or something, I don't know.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right. On that note, we're closing out the show. DJ Gower, he just brought up sniping children.
Sorry about that.
We're closing out all this shit. Thanks for coming, Gower. It was great. Anyway, enjoy this episode. 174, The Killer. Ryan?
Intrusion? Blue!
I gotta sit down. I feel like I can't stand. Is that okay, Tony? Did I sit?
Trying to protect me, searching for another truth with your language and your poetry from my ignorance and youth. Hey, I did not come to argue. My life never made much sense. I just wish that I could hug. You're my only defense. I don't understand your writing. I could barely sign my name. All I ever learned was fighting. But I'm not the only one to blame. The streets were dark with danger. I had to stand up for my friends. In a land where I'm a stranger, and the hatred never ends. Killer wants to go on TV.
What would you say to the parent today? How old are you now?
30? I'm 32 years old.
32 years old now. They would have a 32-year-old boy, but they don't have a 32-year-old boy. How do you deal with a situation like that?
That's a very difficult question to answer. It depends on the parents. How old the parents deal with me. If they dealt with me in a forgiving manner, I will in turn deal with them humanely.
will always try to deal with them for me, even if they
yeah,
did
not have. And this is how I want to have a friend of ours come and join us here.
So you really have no answer to it?
Yeah, we've been meeting him in New York City for a long time. Very good friend of ours going to get up on stage with us for a couple of tunes, Mr. Warren Haynes.
Thank you. killer dancing across the water.
Warren Haynes.
DJ Gower.
You got the touch.
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.